The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas, Parashas Naso. In the Parsha, in Bamidbor, Vov, towards the Krof Beis, we have the Birchus Kahanim, the blessings of the Kahanim. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, Hashem said to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron ve'al Bonov lemor, say to Aaron and his sons that they shall say, Kesiv orachu es b'nei Yisrael, so shall they bless the children of Yisrael, Omar lehem, say to them, Yivarechecha Hashem yishmarecha. This is how the Kahanim should bless the people. You shall be blessed. Hashem shall bless you and safeguard you. Yo'er Hashem ponov eilecha v'chunecha. Hashem should shine his presence, the light of his face upon you, and give you grace. Yiso Hashem ponov eilecha yosem lecho shalom. And Hashem should lift up his presence, his face towards you, and he shall give you peace. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Naso, in Perek Yud Aleph Os Tes Zayin, says as follows: Reb Shimon ben Chalafta Eimer, Godul Shalom, how great is peace! Shein Keli Makabel Brocha Ela Shalom, there is no vessel, no utensil which can hold Brocha, which can hold blessing, except peace. Shenemar, as it states, Hashem Yivorech Es Amei V'Shalom, that Hashem shall bless his nation with peace. Bless HaKotha Emer, Godul Shalom, Shein Chesim Kol Hatfilo El Shalom, Shein Chesim Birchus Kahanim El Shalom. See how great the Brocha of Shalom of peace is, because we find that we do not conclude all of the tefillahs except with the Barucha for peace, and we do not conclude the Birchus Kahanim over here, the blessings of the Kahanim, except with peace. The final Barucha of the Birchus Kahanim is the Yoseim Lecho Shalom, and that Hashem shall give you peace. And the Midrash here on Parshas Naso elaborates with great length on the Milas HaShalom, the greatness of peace. In Vayikra Rabba, the Medrash brings us similar to this, but it elaborates a little more, and it states as follows: Ramoni de Shoiv, Rabishua de Sachnim, Yishem Rav Levi. They said, Godl HaShalom Shekol HaBroches VeHateves VeNechomes. How great is the level of peace, that all of the broches and all of the goodness and all of the comforts Shakorish Bochu Mevin Al Yisrael, that Hakorish Bochu brings to Yisrael, Ches Min B'Shalom. They always end with a final broche for peace. The Krishma, for example, and the broches of Krishma, we conclude that brocha, Pere Sukha Shalom. It's in the Tefillah, right after we finish the Krishma, before we go to the Shemayin Esrei, there we speak of Hashem should bring his peace upon us. With Tefillah, when we finish the Shemayin Esrei, we say, Aise Shalom Bamreimov, Uyase Shalom Aleinu, thou call Israel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who makes peace on high, he shall make peace for us. Birchus Kahanim and the brachas of the Kahanim, Yoseim Lecho Shalom. The final bracha is that he shall give us peace. Mainly, bracha is korbanos minayim. This is when it refers to brachas. What about korbanos, sacrifices in the Torah? Shenemar. In the Torah it states, Zos haTorah leola ulemincha lechatos. These are the laws in regards to the korban eila, the burnt offering, the mincha, the meal offering, chatos, the sin offering, l'oshom, the sin offering, l'amiluim, these are the korbanos of the inauguration, l'zevach ha-shlomim. The last korban which is mentioned is the shlomim. And the shlomim was called al shem ha-shalom, because some korbanos were kula l'mizbeach, they were totally burned to the altar. That means they were given to Hashem. And others were given also to the Kahanim. But the Shlomim was divided into three parts. Some was given to the Mizbeach, which meant it went to Hashem, and a part went to the Kahanim, to the priests, to the Kahanim, and another part went to the Israelim, to the owners of the Korban. And that's why it was called Shalom, because there could not be any quarrels over it, or nobody could feel badly about it, because everyone got a share. And the last one that's always listed is the Zevach HaShlomim. Engli Hele B'chlau, B'prat Minayin, and then brings other such examples where the Korban Shlomim is listed last, to tell us that the final brocha, which encompasses all of the brachas, is that of the bracha of shalom, of peace. There are many, many Maimori Chazal statements from the sages who praise and tell us about the bracha of shalom. In fact, as the Maral writes, that if we would come to try to explain everything that the sages spoke about shalom, we will never finish talking. This evening, let's spend some time explaining a few of the statements which the sages say, and in accordance to the Pirishta commentary of the Maral, and see if we can understand this better. What does it mean, this brocha of peace? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yudam Beis, Omar Rav Amnuna Mishmei de Ula. Rav Amnuna said in the name of Ula, Osa lo odem shiyitin lechaveri sholem bebeis hamerchatz, Yishum shenemar vayikro lei Hashem shalom. A person is not allowed to extend the greeting of shalom to someone in a bathhouse or in another unclean place, because the greeting of shalom is not like other greetings. If you come to someone and you say tzafra taba, good morning, or good evening, or have a good day, or how are you, or all of the best to you, that's one type of greeting. But when you come to someone and you extend them shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, the greeting of peace, the Gemara says, you are not merely greeting him, but you are giving him the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, as it states, Vayikra Hashem Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Shalom. And therefore, you're not allowed to greet someone in this manner, in a Beis HaMerchatz, in a bathhouse, or another clean, unclean place, because there you cannot mention Hashem's name. And that's why we find many halachos in regards to the particular greeting of shalom. Now, we can ask the question, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called this? Why is this his name? We would say this is just another one of the attributes. Like we have many attributes. There's an attribute of chesed. There's an attribute of emes, rachamim, compassion, kindliness, truth. Why here in particular is this Hashem's name? And also, another question we do not find when it comes to the other attributes, that you cannot make mention of those in an unclean place. For example, it says Chesom Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, the banner, the flag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Every king has a flag. It's written Emes, truth on it. Yet we don't find that you're not allowed to make mention of truth in an unkingly place, or chesed, or racham, and so forth. So that's one question. We have another maimer, another statement from the Chazal. This is in the Medrash Rabbah Vayikra Perikas. Godel HaShalom, come and see how great the level of Shalom is. Bechol HaMitzvahs Ksiv Kisire Kisifke Kiyikra. Im Ba Mitzvah Liyotcha Atozoku Klaseisha. When it comes to other mitzvahs, it states when you see, for example, if you see the animal of your friend falling beneath his burden, it's a mitzvah to go help. Kisivka, if you happen to be walking along and you see a nest, and there is the nest with the mother and the afreichim or abeitzim and the young birds or the eggs, so there is the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Halachas, how you can take the mother and not take the children and so forth. Kiyikra, if you, and so forth. In other words, a mitzvah, when it comes to your hand, the Torah said fulfill it. Mitzvah avol liyotcha. But we do not have to go and look for the mitzvahs. We don't have to go look to see if someone's animal is in trouble. But by Sholem, it states, Bramhocha Bake Sholem Virat Fehu. Here the David HaMelech wrote, Bake Sholem, seek Sholem. Go seek it out. And then more, Rat Fehu. Chase after it, pursue after it. Baksheu Bim Kemcha Virat Fehu Bimokam Acher. Seek it out in your vicinity, and go even out of your vicinity to chase it, to pursue it. So I'm here, the Chazal say, see how great the Midah of Sholem is. But we have to understand why is this different in all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are bolei yotcha, if it comes to you as a mitzvah. Here, you have to go to it. You have to seek it, pursue it. In order to understand this, we have to explain and understand that there's a total difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, and between the Bria, between the creation which He has made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, He's one. He's one power and not two. And He's kol alkol. He's all encompassing and He's all inclusive. Therefore, you won't find the ribui by Him. You won't find multitude by Him. He's not He's one. He's not two, He's not three, He's not four, He's not an army. He's not 10 armies, He's not 100 armies, He's one. So you will not find multitudes by Him. He's singular. Secondly, He's kolel hakol, He's all encompassing, He's all inclusive. So you won't find what we refer to as a prat, an individual fraction or faction or an incomplete fraction or an incomplete part or unit by Him. This is the makeup of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty. This is why we say Hu Echad, Melei Sheni, and Hu Hakol. When it comes to the creation which He has made, which is the opposite. The creation is not made of one unit. We can't say that this whole creation, when we refer to the creation, we're referring to everything that we see, everything that's physical, is one. It's not one. You have billions of people. Each person is a unit by himself. You have billions of animals. In fact, if you can have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of species of animals, different species of animals, you could have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of different species of birds. You could have billions of fish and hundreds of thousands of different species. You could have countless species of insects and billions of insects. You could have, you can't say there's one star, and that star is all-inclusive. But you'll have millions of stars in every galaxy. And today astronomers are finding out that there are not a few galaxies, but there are billions of galaxies. You could have billions of species of germs in the world. In man alone, they are finding that there are billions of cells. In man itself, billions of cells. If we would speak of the individual units that is in this world, we would be speaking from now until the end of days. And the more advanced science becomes, the more doors are open to find out that there's far more than they ever expected to be. When they came with the new telescopes, they thought they would understand more about astronomy. And they're only finding out that there's more that they didn't know. So when it comes to the Bria, the creation that he created, there you find the Prat, the individual and incomplete unit that it itself doesn't make up the creation. Only all of the units together make up the creation. And there you find the Riboy, the multitudes on Ein Mispor, which are uncountable. So the makeup of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the makeup of the universe which he has created are just the opposite of each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one whole. Echad v'lei sheni. And therefore, there is no incompleteness by him. And he's all-inclusive and all-encompassing. And there's no riboy by him. There's no multitudes. Well, in the creation, it's just the opposite. It's made up of units, where every unit in its own is incomplete. And altogether, there's a ribuy ein mispor, there's multitudes which defy counting. Now, we can ask a question. If something is just one, so it holds together. But if something is made up of many different units, many parts, and especially if you say it's made up of billions or billions or trillions, what holds it together? What makes it all, what gives it a totality? What gives it harmony? As we see the creation, all works together. Every unit complements or supplements another, where all of it working together make the creation. The answer is this is the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. by the creation, from the perspective of the creation itself, there would be total confusion, a total disarray, a total dissension, a total disharmony and disunity, and total quarrel and war of every unit trying to survive and outdo the other. From the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, since it's his creation and he controls it and guides it, his essence brings it all into one unit, brings it to a completion, a totality, into a perfect harmony. And this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and is all encompassing. So therefore, if we give thought to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the essence of the Bria, they are totally an antithesis, one to the other. Now, we can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shalom. The word Shalom means total and complete. It comes from the word shalem. It is in totality, it is complete, it is perfect, and there is nothing lacking. And Hashem Meir Ala Etzem, a name is an identification. And this is the identification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he alone is an existence which is Shalom, which is total, which is complete, which is perfect, which lacks nothing, and there is nothing beyond him. This is his essence. From the other aspect, the essence of the Bria, the essence of the universe, is just the opposite. Everything which is created, everything which exists, is incomplete. The proof to that is, if you would isolate anything from this creation, isolate it, it cannot survive alone. But it must come together with everything else in the creation to live. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, where he is ma'achid, he unifies in perfection and in perfect harmony the universe. So therefore, we have these two perspectives, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the creation itself. And the Chazal tell us that from the creation itself, it's destined, from the creation itself, it's prone, it's predisposed to dissension, it's predisposed to quarrel, it's predisposed to war. And this we see. The greatest proof of this is on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, and Cain v'Hevel, one killed the other. And we see that there has been unending wars ever since the world was created, because that's without bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Keiach into the world. And the only way there can be a oneness and a harmony in the world is only through bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power into the world. And that comes from he himself. So that's one principle we see. We see another principle also. We see how high the level of Shalom is. Because the power of Shalom can come only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, It can come only from his essence himself. And this is why he has this name, because a name is an identification of the essence. So therefore the level of Sholem reaches all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can give a little more light to what are some of the statements the Chazal are making. For example, when we said Kol HaMitzvah K'siv K'sir, that whenever it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes into your hands, you must fulfill it. But you don't have to chase it over the entire world. But when it comes to Sholem, there it states Bakei Sholem, pursue it, Verot Fehu, and chase after it. That's because Sholem is not from this world. To the contrary, this world is made up of billions and billions and billions of incomplete units that could all be striving against each other to destroy each other. And the Sholem comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is a different world. And when you pursue something that is in this world, or that at least has some connection to this world, then you don't have to pursue it with such zeal and with such power, with such kayach. But if you're pursuing something which is at the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, in other words, you have to go up very high to bring it into this world. This is why a person can never say Sholem will come his way. He can say other things will come his way, but not, he can say perhaps Panosa will come his way, prosperity will come his way, other brachas perhaps, but never Sholem. Sholem will never come to him. And that's why David HaMelech said, no, the level of Sholem is far beyond him, it's far beyond his creation. And if he wants it, he's a bakish, he's going to have to search for it and seek it. Bakish bimkemcha, in your whole vicinity, but that's not enough. Berot fehu, and he's going to have to pursue it with great power and great kayach. Otherwise it will not come. Because it's at such a level, and not only is it at such a level, but it's a level which defies physical limitations. And therefore it's beyond all physical limitations, and it's going to have to be pursued with his rizus, because it defies even the limitations of Zman, of time. And then we understand now why we're not allowed to mention the name Shalom in an unclean place, because there we're speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If we talk of another attribute, so that's an attribute. It's not the essence of Hashem. The fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given these attributes to people also. But the attribute of Shalom has to be his. Because the only way Shalom can come into the world is where you have a unifying force of the entire world. And the only unifying force is the force which encompasses the entire creation. So therefore, if you give someone a greeting, good morning, that's one type of greeting. But when you give him a greeting, Shalom, that he should have peace, you're saying that he should have the peace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be near him, and he will benefit from that unifying power. And this is his name, and therefore one is not allowed to mention it in an unclean place. Now these are very, very deep concepts, but they're necessary to understand if we're going to understand firstly the level of Sholem, and secondly why the world always speaks of peace but has never had peace. The world has never known peace. You have your United Nations, you have your countries in the world, and they're always seeking peace and so forth and so on, but this is unending. And this has been since the beginning of days. Because people cannot make peace. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people can only make peace by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power into this world. And therefore you have to be Baksheu Verotfehu. And you have to go up to the very highest levels. And this is why it's so elusive. And this is why, especially by the nations of the world that are not interested in that, it's been unending talk about peace since the creation until today, this very day. This is why also we understand, we can understand why the Chazal say that when you give someone brochas, the final brocha you give him is there should be peace. Like we mentioned from the Medrash, that the brocha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu always concludes with, or with the Kahanim conclude with, or the Korbanis, the sacrifices conclude with, is the brocha of peace. Because that's the highest level of the brocha. And that's the ultimate level that one can come to. And this is why it states that the total shalom will come to the world only when the Melech HaMashiach comes, when we have that final level. And this is why it states also that shalom is the utensil which can hold all of the brochas together. But if there is no shalom, then the other brochas are meaningless, because they are not unified. There's another statement in the Chazal where it states, "Veirei es ha-shalom, ve'eis es ha-kol." That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he created shalom, then there is everything. But if there is not shalom, then there is nothing. Now we find a medrash in Breishis. Medrash Rabba Breishis Perek Dalet. When Hashem created the world, He said Ki Tov on each day, with the exception of Monday, second day. Tuesday, he said Kitov twice. So the Medrash asks, Loma Enksi B'Sheni Kitov. Why on Monday, on the second day, did not Hashem say Kitov? Rabbi Yechanan Toni Lo B'Shem, Rabbi Yudah Ber B'Chalapto, Shebein Nivra Gehenim. Because on Monday, Gehenim was created. Rabbi Chanina Eimer, Shebein Nivra Is Machlekes. Rabbi Chanina says, because Machlekes was created, dissension. Where was Machlekes? Division. On the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the waters. The second day, He wanted to divide the waters. The first day, the waters were all one unit, and they rose from the earth to the heavens. The second day, He wanted to make a partition and divide the waters. So between the upper waters and the lower waters. So this was it says, V'mabdul b'mayim l'mayim. So this was a division. This was a machlekes. And therefore, Hashem didn't say Kitov. And then Rav Tumia said, if a division in all, which the world needed, we cannot say Tov. So when it comes for a division, which is machlekes, to destroy the world, how much more so? And then Reb Shmuel says, "Shalei nigmar amlechas amayim," because the work of the first day, the work of the second day was not completed on the second day. It was only completed on the third, and since it was unfinished, therefore we did not say Tov. So we have these three opinions as to why Hashem did not say Tov on the second day. Now, if we examine this, we will see that all of these three opinions are referring to something which is contrary to the Milas HaShalom, to the Milas of peace. Because we take the opinion of the creation of the waters were not completed on the second day, and they had to be held over until the third. Something which is not complete is contrary to Shalom. Shalom means something which is in totality, from the word Shalem. It's not lacking. And the waters were not complete, so therefore they were the opposite of Shalom, and we could not say Tov. This, that there was a division, this is Machlekes. Actually, the word Shalom means Shalem, which means in totality. The word Machlekes comes from the word Chelek, which means a fraction of the unit. So if the unit was not in totality, it was not Shalom. If it was divided, then we're dealing with the opposite of Shalom. And the same thing in the third opinion with Gehenna also has to do with the opposite of Shalom, because Gehenna is the lack of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here was making a world in totality. And the Gehenna was the area in the world which he left as Cheshech V'Tayhu. He left as an abyss of nothingness. So it was the lack of a creation. So all of these three were the lack of the Shleimus, the Shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Tov was not said. We find also that there is a direct link between Machlekes and between Gehenna. This we find by Kerach Ba'adosai. It states by Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started Machlekes. He challenged the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he brought a whole band for a revolution. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the earth, where he went alive into his grave, into Gehenna. There's another statement from the Chazal. The sages tell us, Godl HaShalom, how great is Shalom, Shakorish Baruch Hu Shina Vitne HaShalom. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied in order to save the peace. When he told, he asked Sora, why are you laughing? I prophesied. I told the Malochim to tell you that you will have a child. So she said, why did you, and Sora had said, how can I have a child? I am so old and my husband is old. And then when he went to Abraham, so he only told Abraham that Sora said, I am so old. She did not repeat over to Abraham that Sora had said, he is so old. Because that would be a little insulting to Abraham. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not keep total truth when it came to peace. The Medrash says we find the same thing by the angels. When the angel came to the wife of Manoach, and he said, Hine at akora lo yelarato, that you are barren and you are not given birth. She was going to become the mother of Shimshon of Samson. But he did not say this to Manoach, to her husband, because he did not want to put her in a bad light in the eyes of her husband. So again we see that the truth was withheld for the sake of peace. And the Gemara brings, this is a halacha we learn from here, that one is obligated to withhold the truth for the sake of peace. How can we do such a thing? The truth is the truth. We must tell the truth. The Chesom Eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. Now, according to what we've said, we understand this. Because truth is the banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not his essence. While Shalom is his essence, so it's a higher level. And therefore, when it comes to a conflict between truth and peace, the Midrash says Shalom takes precedence, because if it's a higher level. And that's why we do not say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Emes, his banner is Emes. But when it comes to peace, that's his very name. This is why, like we mentioned, truth you can mention in a Beis HaMelech, it's in a bathhouse, but not Shalom. If a person is the type of a person who is a Bal Machlekes, then he's going to be Devek. He's going to place himself in close proximity to Gehenna, like we mentioned. And this was Korah, the Adose, Kerach in his congregation. On the other hand, if a person is a person who is always pursuing peace and with great zeal, then he's going to place himself in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Not to the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And he will be a Ben Eilam Abba. He will be a person who will be very, very in close proximity to the world to come. And this is a Gemara in Masechet Tainus. It's a Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah in the Gemara in Masechet Tainus. The Gemara says in Masechet Tainus, very interesting, in Daf Chof Beis Omer Aleph, Gemara says there was Reb Reike Chuzo have a shkiach b'shukah de Beilefet. Reb Reike Chuzo, he used to go to a certain marketplace of Beilefet and have a shkiach Eliyahu Gabe. Eliyahu many times would come to speak to him. So one day he asked Eliyahu, Iko b'hai shukah bar almadosi, is there someone in this marketplace who is a ben eilam habo, who is a person who has already gained his world to come, and he will certainly have a place in it. So he said, no. Arahochi vahochi. While they were talking, someone came, and he says, that's a ben eilam habo. So the Gemara is speaking about this. So it's the Gemara relates a little later on that arahochi vahochi, while they were talking, also hanef tre ochi, two brothers came. And Eliyahu pointed to them, and he said, "Hanoch nami b'nei almadosi." Those also are b'nei eilam abor. Those two brothers, they will have—they have a place in the world to come. Also, the Gabai. So, Reb Reike was very interested in this. So he went to them in Omelohu, and he said, "Tell me, my avudah, my ubdaicho, what do you two brothers do?" Omrulei, inche baduchi anan. We are batchonim. Batchonim are jesters. Yeah. We are comedians. We are jesters. And mevatchinan atzive. When we see a person who is very sad and very down, he's depressed, he's broken, we go and with our jest we make him happy. Inami or ki chazinim beitrei di islei tigra ba'adayu. Or when we see two people are fighting, tarchinon, we go to great efforts with our batchenusa, with our humor, and abdinan lushalma, to bring them to make peace to each other. So Rashi brings Smechim u'mesamchim b'nei odom. See, we're batkonim. We are very happy people, and we go to great extent to make other people happy. And when we see people fighting, tarchinen b'mili debiduchusa b'naihu, we, with great effort, we bring all our humor and our jest, and we make them happy abdi shalmo, until they forget their anger and they forget their grudges and they make peace between each other. Now Rashi asks, but why are they ben elam abo? Why does this bring a person to the world to come? He says, because shehin, we learned in the Mishnah, Eile dvorim shodem eichel pedeserim b'elam azev v'akeren kayemes b'elam abo havoz sholem bein odem lechaveire. That one of the great attributes that you eat of the fruits in this world, but it'll bring you to the world to come, is bringing of peace between man and his fellow man. So this is why we find that Korach the Adosoi, they went to Gehenna. It was the Bal Machlekes. That's the antithesis of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But these two were B'nai Eilam Haba, or others that are Tarchinon. Says they were Tarchinon. Tarchinon means we would work hard. It's not easy. We work hard, like we said, Bakei Sholem V'Ratfehu. They are close to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They bring peace. There's another Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, with Adav Zayin Omer Aleph, where the Gemara brings, if you have a river that is going by a field, and the river starts to go through its banks a bit and starts to slowly go into the field, you have to dam it up immediately, because if you don't, so it's going to become greater and greater to the point where you won't be able to stop the river anymore. So that's Peter Maim. So Shlema Melech said, Peter Maim Reishis Modein. A little river, a little part of the river that starts to overflow its banks and go into the field, and even though it's very little and does very little damage at that point, if it's not stopped immediately, that's Reishis Modein. That's the same nature that Machlekes has. Machlekes is not something which starts and stops, but to the contrary, Machlekes is something which starts small and is helich u'meisif. It grows and grows until it totally gets out of control. Omar Afuna hay tigra demaya damya litzinura debitka demaya kiven derovach rovach. He says a fight between people, quarrel, that's like when you have a little split in the dam. In the beginning, it's insignificant, and it's very easy to patch up. But if it's not patched up, then even the rovach, it grows greater and greater and greater, and it accelerates. By Keshisha Omar, Domi Laguda de Gamlo, even the kom. He said it's like a bridge, that when they would build the bridge, and they would put planks in, so when the people would go, when the bridge was new, it would make a lot of noise. When they would take over their carts, it would make a lot of noise. Eventually the planks set in and they mold themselves to the exact shape of the bridge and everything, so it stops making noise. He says this is the same with Machlekes. In the beginning the quarrel is small, but it grows and grows to the point where eventually the people become so used to it, it becomes the norm of Machlekes. This is the nature of the Machlekes. The Maral brings, he says that we have Ramosim, we have Aremes, some subtle clues that the Torah gave us on this, from the words, the way Sholem is spelled and the way Machlekes is spelled. He says, and we'll just mention some of it. Sholem starts with a sheen. The sheen has three heads, three stems, each one going in a different direction. when you have things going in different directions, or this is the beginning of Machlekes, but the Sheen has one base, so it's unified into one. So this represents that in this world you have individual powers, individual keches, but if there's midas hasholem, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, then you have one base that's mechaber, that is ma'achid, unifies them. And three, because the Gemara always says that many times two cannot make peace between themselves. It takes an outside power to make peace between the two. So that's the Sheen. Then you have a Lamed. The Lamed is the highest letter, because when you bring the power of Sholem, you bring in the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world to unify, then, and there's unity in Yisrael, so then they reach all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, and they go up to the highest level, which is nothing higher, and that's the level of Asher Shalom, the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And then the third letter is the Mem. Now the Mem that you have in Sholem, that Mem is what we call the Mem Sofis. It's a Mem that it's written as a Mem at the end, not in the middle of a word. And that the Gemara will refer to as a Mem Stuma. It's a Mem which is completely closed. See, a Mem which is written in the beginning or the middle of the word is open at the bottom, while the Mem which is written at the end of the word is completely closed. When Klal Yisrael, or people, reach Shalom, that Midas HaShalom, they become totally protected. There's no break in them, because they're one. It's a totality. It's a total unit. And there's no break in them. So they, as if they are surrounded by a strong wall. So that's the Mem. It's a Mem Stuma. It's a Mem which is totally, totally closed. There's no opening. And this protects them. We'll bring a Gemara on that in a minute. But it's similar because, for example, doctors will tell you that where the germs set in, when there's a break somewhere, then germs will set in. There's a break in the skin, or there's a break in the tissue, then germs attack. But when it's unbroken, they cannot. So this is the Mem. Now when we come to Machlekes, Machlekes is spelled with a Mem, but a Mem Sucha, a Mem which is open, because it's at the beginning of the word. So this is a Remes, this is telling us, but it has just a little opening, the Mem. The Machlekes starts with just a little opening. See, Machlekes is like the water. It starts with just a little. The next letter is Ches. Now Ches is a letter which has a big opening at the bottom. That means that if it's not mended, that fence is not mended immediately. So the next letter is Ches. It's Kivan the Rovach Rovach, like the Gemara says. Since it spreads, it spreads. And now there's a large opening. And now it's out of control. And if it goes further, the next letter is Lamed. Now Lamed, we said, brings you, is the highest letter, right? But you can go high for goodness, or you can go high for evil. If Machlekes gets out of hand, it can start between two people. But then it gets out of hand, it becomes two groups. This one gets people on his side, the other one gets people on his side. Then it gets further out of hand, they start to have machlekes against Talmidei Chachamim, and against Rabbi, their Rebbe's, and that was Kerach. So what was the great Aveira of Kerach? He was Chelek al Rabbi. He stood up against Moshe Rabbeinu, and it states Chelek al Rabbi kilo Chelek al Hashem. Someone who stands up against his Rebbe, stands up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So from Machlekes, just like from Sholem you can come to the highest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Machlekes you can come to evil, to the highest level, where he'll be, it's as if he's Meriva, he's making quarrels with Hashem. So that's the Lamed. Then the next letter is the Kuf. Now the Kuf has a long stem down. It's from the lowest letters down. That's to show you what happens. That once he comes to such levels of Machlekes, he will be Yered Matur Matur. He will go all the way down. And this was Kedach Va'adosai, where he went all the way down into the earth, into Gehenim, like we brought that Gehenim has to do with Machlekes. And then the final letter is Tof. Tof is the end of the alphabet, the last letter. And this is a remes that his Machlekes will come to an end, because it states that Sholem never comes to an end, because something which is complete doesn't come to an end. An end means it's finished and it's disappeared. A Machlekes, it states, Kol Machlekes Sheinish L'Shem Shemayim, Machlekes is not L'Shem Shemayim, Ein Sefer L'Iskayim, will vanish. And that will eventually will happen to this Machlekes. So these are the Ramazim, these are the subtle informations from the letters of Machlekes. Now, there's a Chazal which speaks about this. The Chazal states as follows. It's brought in the Medrash Rabba here in Oso, Perek Yud Aleph. Reb Lezer ben Eshel, Reb Lezer HaKofer Eimer. Reb Lezer, the son of Reb Lezer HaKofer, says, Godel HaSholem, how great is Sholem, Shafilu Yisrael Evdim Averizora. This is a Dover Nifla, very wondrous statement. Israel, even if they are Eved Averizora, even if they serve idolatry, but Sholem ben Nehem, but there's peace amongst them. Kaviyochol Eimar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Sotan Negeh B'nei. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't do anything against them, I cannot punish them, because the Sotan will not have power against them, since there's Sholem between them. As it states, this is in Hesheya Dalet Posuk Yud Zayin, Chabur Atzabim Ephraim Hanachlei. When Ephraim went to serve Atzabehem, idols, so it states Chabur Atzabi, they were together, they were unified. Hanachlei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave him, leave him. Now why was that? Because we mentioned, if there's Sholem, that's like that Mem Stuma, that Mem which is totally closed, there is no break in them, they are like guarded with walls from all sides, and the Sotan cannot penetrate them. But then it states, Aval Mishanechleku, but once there's division amongst them, Manemar, what does it say? In Eshea Perik Yud, Posuk Beis, it states on Ephraim, Cholak Libom, once they were divided amongst themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ato Yeshomu, now I will be able to revenge. I will be able to avenge them for serving idolatry. Once their chibur, once their unifying force was broken, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send in the Sotan. That was like we mentioned, that the Machlekes starts with the Mem, which is Pasuach, which is open, and then it comes to the Ches, which is even more open, and then this is eventually this is what destroys them. So we see that the Sholem is such a great force that by Israel, if they're Sholem B'Nehem, even when they're Evdei Averei Zorah, they're serving idolatry, according to Baruch Hu says, the Sotan cannot touch them. But Cholak Libom, once there's division between them, then there is their downfall. This explains to us why the Chazal have elaborated so much and have spoken so highly of the Midas HaShalom, where it says that there is no brocha like the brocha of Shalom. All of the other brochas are meaningless if there is no Shalom, and Shalom is the brocha which unifies and holds all of the brochas. And Ein Ches Min Ela B'Shalom, that the final brocha we always ask for is Shalom, because this is what brings all of the other brachas into reality. Otherwise it's all worthless. You see a world we live in. I mean, this is not in this is in the non-Jewish community, and unfortunately even the Jewish community. It says if all the brachas, but if there's not Shalom B'neihem, they are worthless. And this is the not an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is the shame, this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because his essence is the only power which can be mashlim, which can unify. Otherwise the creation is totally to the contrary. Therefore one is not allowed, one can mention chesed and emes and rachamim and all stoker. You can mention all of that in a Beis HaMeachat, in an unclean place. But the greeting of Shalom you cannot give in an unclean place. And therefore those who distance themselves from Shalom would go to Machlekes. So this is at the opposite end of the pole. This is the Gehenna. But those who place themselves, pursue the Shalom with great zeal, they are cleaving to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the Bnei Olam Haba. This is an explanation in why by the Kahanim they were told that the last bracha must be the Yoseim Lecha Shalom. We should all be zeicher to the Midas HaShalom.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.